Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 13. The Cistern. Now the story is quickly told. God has raised up this young man, Jeremiah, to be a preacher, a prophet, more than a preacher, a prophet, in the last days of Judah and Jerusalem. His ministry is one largely of judgment. There is promise in it, but it's largely of warning and judgment, appealing to the people, even at this 11th hour, to come back to God, to the covenant and to his law, and to give up their idolatry and paganism. But the people are set upon their sinful ways, and so his ministry is judgmental. And, of course, it's hated by the people, many of them. In particular, in this passage, we have some officials, Shephatiah, Gedaliah, Jehukal, and Pershur. They heard what Jeremiah was saying. What was he saying? This is what the Lord says. Whoever stays in this city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes over to the Babylonians will live. He will escape with his life. He will live. And this is what the Lord says. This city will certainly be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon, who will capture it. Babylon is at the gates. Babylon has made some inroads into Judea. And Jeremiah is warning the people, if they stay still in Jerusalem, they will perish. But if they go over, desert to the Babylonians, they will save their lives. Now, I've illustrated this time and again by the UK in 1940. Imagine how this would sound if men were speaking, desert to the Germans, in May 1940, in London, for example. But of course, there's a vast difference. This is not a political speech. Jeremiah is preaching, teaching, prophesying, speaking, declaring, asserting in the name and from God himself. This is what the Lord says. This is not a political speech. Now, we must remember that this is Judea in the days of the Old Covenant. This is a man, Jeremiah, speaking from the Lord. The question is he a false prophet or is he a true prophet? That's the question. It's not a question of politics now. Well, these men, these officials, they hate the word. And then we have the king, the puppet king, Zedekiah, put in place by Babylon. We see yet again, as we've seen before, how weak, how vacillating is this dreadful man. He yields to the officials. He gets Jeremiah thrown into the cistern. Then he listens to an appeal from Ebed-Melech, a Cushite, and he gets Jeremiah released, or lets him be released. The hatred of the officials, the weakness of Zedekiah, and the staunch, tremendous, authoritative preaching and prophesying of Jeremiah. Jeremiah's plight, it's ever so easy to talk about it, the cistern, but it's mud. He's sinking down in the mud. He's starving. He's without bread down there. He has no water, no light, and he's just dying as he gradually sinks into the mud. Why? Because he has been preaching the truth. Because he has been prophesying the word of God. This is the cost for this man, the loneliness, the isolation, the cruelty. But we have God's provision through Ebed-Melech. This man, this Cushite, another official in the royal palace, he appeals for the king. He takes for Jeremiah to the king. He takes his life in his hand. He stands out separate from the others. He's willing to be mocked and scorned, no doubt. My lord, the king, he says, these men have acted wickedly. Note the word you say, wickedly. This man realizes that Jeremiah is a prophet and they should not be doing this. They have thrown him into the cistern. He will starve to death when there is no more any more bread in the city. And Jeremiah is delivered. Of course, some of the true prophets were never delivered. Some of the true prophets stayed in prison with bread and water. Some of the prophets were killed, but some were rescued. Jeremiah was delivered. Well, my friend, what can we say about all this? Well, where are you in all this? Where am I? Are you an Ebed-Melech, a comforter of God's people, willing to stand out against the crowd, perceiving where the truth is, going against the tide, standing against the other officials? There are more of them. But Ebed-Melech stands. Paul, you know, had his Onesimus, Epaphroditus, Epaphras, Stephanatus, Fortunatus, Stephanus, Achaicus, and Aquila and Priscilla, and so on and so on. He had these men and women who ministered to him. Jesus had the ladies, the women who followed him and ministered to his needs. Are you one of these Ebed-Melechs, a supporter of God's people? How about being a Jeremiah? Have you been called to stand and raise your voice and speak against all this? It will cost. I've spoken of the foolish way some people think about preaching, the kudos of it. And I know today that that's what it's become, top of the tree. But look at the reality of it, the loneliness, the pain, the suffering, in the mind and in the heart and in the soul, in the spirit. Think what Jeremiah is going through. The troubles of his body, yes, of the mud, of the starving, of the thirst. But think of his mind too. Think of Christ on the cross, the physical sufferings, yes, but think of the spiritual and the mental anguish. What about Zedekiah? Are you a Zedekiah? Weak, vacillating. Are you changeable? Blown about by every wind of doctrine, just like a cork on the sea? Are you a caring man or woman? Are you a hater of the gospel, like these officials? Where do you stand here? Is it Zedekiah? Is it Ebed-Melech? Is it these officials? Where are you? Are you a Jeremiah? Surely we're somewhere in this passage. May God make me an Ebed-Melech to all God's people. God make me a Jeremiah to stand against the tide of evil, the torrent of wickedness. God deliver me from being vacillating and weak like Zedekiah. God deliver me from hating the truth of God and hating the true ministers of God. These are the lessons I see here. May God speak to us, challenge us. And what is our answer? Where are we? Zedekiah, weak. Ebed-Melech, caring. Jeremiah, staunch and standing. Or are you one of these officials hating the word of God? Which is it? Where are you in this passage, my friend? May God search us, and may we know. May God turn us to be those who stand for him and care for his people and love his truth, whatever the cost. Amen.